Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1267, Why Safety and Happiness at Work Go Hand in Hand, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and I'm with you every single day reading from these great blogs on work, productivity, and all those related issues. So we're going to jump right into our post now as we hear from Dr. Jenny and Optimize Your Life. Why Safety and Happiness at Work Go Hand in Hand, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. As part of my general practitioner training a number of moons ago, I took a 6-month rotation in obstetrics at a small community-based hospital. There's nothing on earth that can beat the feeling of assisting with the introduction of a new human being into the world. It's brilliant. But with obstetrics, while it's enormously rewarding work, when things go wrong, and sometimes they do, things have a nasty tendency to crater very quickly unless appropriate action is taken fast. On one particularly busy night shift, as the only medical staff member on duty in the labor ward, that was the normal arrangement, I had already delivered a number of babies. But for one young mother-to-be, her labor was not progressing as expected. When the baby started showing signs of fetal distress, I knew I needed urgent advice from the senior registrar who was on call from home. There was just one problem. The SR had made it very plain he didn't expect to be called unless it was absolutely necessary. While technically brilliant and loved by his patients, we, the junior medical staff and nurses, were all terrified of his caustic tongue and fierce temper. We feared his contempt, of being made to feel foolish and incompetent, which meant I hesitated before deciding I had to call. My concern for mother and baby being far greater than my fear of incurring my senior's wrath, I took a deep breath and dialed his number. Hearing a groggy, "Yes," when he answered, I bumbled out the history and my concerns into the empty chasm of dark, stony silence on the other end of the line. Finally, there was a long sigh followed by a curt, "On my way." To give him his due, he was there in 5 minutes, having, I suspect, broken a few speed limits on his way to the hospital. Fortunately, all went well, and the baby was safely delivered shortly afterwards. Have you ever been in a situation where it didn't feel safe to speak up? Have you ever deferred pointing out an error or shared an idea because you lack the confidence in your own judgment and knowledge? Psychological safety is a term coined by Amy C. Edmondson, who defined it as, quote, a shared belief that the team is safe for interpersonal risk-taking, a sense of confidence that the team will not embarrass, reject, or punish someone for speaking up, end quote. No matter who you are or your job description, chances are you work alongside others, whether as part of a defined team, a department, or other working group. Feeling safe at work is hard if you've always got one eye over your shoulder watching out for that potential knife in the back, or find yourself worrying about how you're going to cope with that difficult colleague who seems bent on making your life miserable every day. Quote, safety is not a gadget, it's a state of mind. End quote. Eleanor Everett. The brain's primary objective is to keep us safe. This means it's essential to feel like you're in with the right tribe, who you consider are like you, that you like and like you back. High-performing teams have got this right and experience high levels of trust and mutual respect. Safety matters because to be your best self and do great work, you need the security that others will have your back, that you feel cared for, respected, and acknowledged for what you do. The brain's second objective is to help you find reward. Having a sense of belonging, being acknowledged and appreciated, leads to more dopamine, the brain's reward neurotransmitter, being released. This makes you feel good and motivates you to repeat the initial rewarding behavior. Creating a culture of psychological safety at work takes time, but is well worth the effort. Google's Project Aristotle, so named for his quote, "The whole is greater than the sum of its parts," found that psychological safety was the single most important success factor underpinning high-performance teams across the organization, the ROI being it assists in reducing the human business costs of absenteeism, high staff turnover, and stress-related illness, while boosting productivity, performance, and happiness at work. When work is psychologically safe. It's easy to have the confidence to speak up when you've noticed something isn't right. It feels good to be able to voice an opinion or share an idea, even though others might not like it, because it leads to more robust and honest conversations. You know you have permission to experiment and fail without being made to feel like a failure and be congratulated on your successes. How does your workplace or team stack up safety-wise? Ask yourself, is there an air of trust between colleagues? Is there a willingness to be open to change and new ideas, an adaptive and resilient approach? Do you and your colleagues enjoy a strong sense of purpose and meaning for the work you do? And how curious are you to ask questions to what could be done bigger and better? You just listened to the post titled, Why Safety and Happiness at Work Go Hand in Hand, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Dr. Jenny for providing us with another great post today. As a keynote speaker, she has presented to and worked with thousands of people to empower them to cultivate their own thriving mind. What gets her out of bed in the morning is the opportunity to impact someone else's world, seeing that little spark of insight in their eyes when they see what they can do for themselves. As a voracious reader and prolific writer, she continues to indulge her curiosity and has just published her fourth book, titled Thriving Mind: How to Cultivate a Good Life. And as a board-certified lifestyle medicine physician and best-selling author, her vision is to enable everyone to be a happy, thriving human. So her site is definitely worth your time to check out. She's got so much to offer there, and you can simply come by drjennybrockes.com for much more. That's drjennybrockes.com. But I think that's going to do it for today. I appreciate you being here with me, as always, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.